You are new in Vietnamese culture. You know, should know that in Vietnam, when they support poem, you have to sing the poem, and every time you sing, you put the new music. It's improvised. It depends on the mentality of yourself and the mentality of people. Is a poem. The bell tolls in the early morning. I stand by the window, barefoot on the cool floor. The garden is still dark. I wait. For the mountain and the river to reclaim their shape. There is no light in the deepest hour of the night. Yes, I wait for the mountain and the river to reclaim their shape. There is no light in the deepest hour of the night. Yes, I know that you are there in the depth of the night, the immeasurable world of the mind. You, the known, have been there ever since the knower have been there. I is the known, the knower, and you is the world. You, the known, have been there ever since the knower has been, is mean me. The dawn will come soon, and you will see that you and the rosy horizon are within my two eyes. It is for me that the horizon is rosy, and the sky is blue. Looking at your image in the clear stream, you answer the question by your very existence. Life is humming the song of non-duality marvel. I suddenly find myself smiling in the presence of this immaculate night. I know because I'm here that you are there, and your being has returned to show itself in the wonders of tonight's Maya. In the quiet stream, I swim gently, the murmur of the water heals my son, the murmur of the water lulls my soul. A wave serves as a pillow. I look up and see a white cloud against the blue sky. I look up and see the autumn leaves, the fragrance of the hay, each one a sign of eternity. A bright star helped me to find my way back to myself. I know because you are there that I am here. The stretching arm of connection in a lightning flash, joining together a million cons of distance, joining together birth and death, joining together the known and the knower. The bright star helped me to find my way back to myself. I know that you are there and I am here. The stretching arm of connection in a lightning flash, joining together a million cons of distance, joining together birth and death, joining together you and me, the knower and the known. In the depth of the night, as in the immeasurable world of consciousness, the garden of life and I remain each other objects. The flower of beings is singing the song of emptiness. The night is still immaculate, but sound and image from you have returned and feel the pure night. I feel their presence by the window with my bare feet on the cool floor. I know that I'm here for you to be. The night is still immaculate, but sound and image from you have returned and feel the pure night. I feel their presence by the window with my bare feet on the cool floor. I know that I am here for you to be. Is a very old folk song, a poetry in Vietnam. The two lovers have a thatched roof. But that is very old Vietnamese song. It means the woman always take care of economy while the husband try to learn. And when he learn and he will be recruited in the either low rate of the court, and then he will be very high officer. And so because I want to work very steadily, very solidly to support my husband, so that I'm sure that he will succeed in his exam, I always inspire my husband to study well, because I'm afraid that if my husband do not succeed in the exam, and my friends will make fun of me, saying that because I'm too beautiful, and I persuade him in the enjoying too much the life of husband and wife, and so he cannot study well and he will not succeed. So I always try to inspire my husband to practice well in his study, so that I always tell him that if you are not succeed in your exam, and then we will not sleep together. Just my dream is when he will be successful, and then he come he will come back, and then every people in the village will come and welcome him, and full of joy and pride that I can welcome him. And this is the real night of wedding. It's money for you, which is very Vietnamese in the whole time. There is one man. He drive from Saigon. He drove from Saigon to the province, because Saigon is the capital. And then he has usually we have to go back to your hometown, far away, 100 kilometers, 200 kilometers, in order to visit the family New Year. But when he drove back, he drove alone, and he had an accident. And midday he has accident. Why his family? His family live in the hometown far away from the capital, Saigon. So the family have the chance to bring him home, and they could care of him. And finally, and he get acquaintance, and he marry a woman. Well, he was celibate, and he had a car accident, and the family on the road stopped by, and when he have a car accident, they take care of him. And then when he was restored from his wounds, and then he fell in love with one daughter of the family, and they marry. So this family is a family in the city, but they withdraw to the countryside, and then the family have there are four children and three girls and one boy. And Thai said that the youngest is the boy. And in the past, Vietnam always want to have a lot of boy, but they don't like, if you have a daughter, you don't really have a child. Because if you have a son, they bear your name. They bear your name, and then you will be. And so if they always greet you in the New Year, you will give birth to a son at the beginning of the year and have a daughter at the end of the year when they wait. If you greet like that, it will be a trouble with population, because the three daughters of that family have the name Hương, Hồng, Hoa. H is start by the H. And then they have five children, but four. There's four children, and then four daughters, and then the last one is also a daughter. So they have five daughters with the name Hương is fragrance, Hồng is rose, Hoa is flower, and then Quá Thơm is very fragrant. And so five daughters also fell in love with that man. But finally, that man chose the second daughter. It's a novel of Bình Nguyên Lộc. It's a very or novelist. If I remember these five names, it's very a miracle because it's very old time. I may have read that 60 years ago. And for him, he have chosen the, for him, the second daughter is Hong, is Rose. When he have buy something, we have to buy five gifts. And then for the second one, he bought a little house, thatched roof house. And inside of that thatched roof house, there is a very expensive jewel. It's a golden heart. And so the other one do not see that. In fact, inside of that thatched roof, there is a real gold heart. Yeah. And people used to have the Vietnamese expression that even in the thatched roof, you have a golden heart. This means if you love each other, the couple love each other, you are like golden heart. Even your house is just poor as a thatched roof. All women and men in the past, young women and men in the past, they also have dream. And they have the dream, but it's not different. The dream of the during the war and the dream after the war is different. Nowadays in our society, the business people in Vietnam nowadays more powerful than even the politician. And in the past in Vietnam, the business people, those who merchandise, sell things, they are the last one. In the past, the first one is she. She means intellectual officer in the government or something. And then nam, it means the farmer, the second class. And the third is salary worker. And the fourth is business. You do the sale things. But nowadays in Vietnam, the classification is quite different. The business people are the most powerful one. In the old time, the first two classes are officer and farmer. Or you are high officer in the government, or you are farmer and you own a lot of field, rice field. So first, high officer, second is farmer. And that was in the past. And during the hungry, the famine spread in the country, why there is a famine in this? And so in Vietnam, there is an expression that first high officer, second or intellectual, second a farmer. But when there is no rice, and then you go around, and then the first class will be farmer, and the second will be intellectual. And everybody dream, every young woman dream about 80 years ago, all the Vietnamese young lady dream to marry an intellectual, and one day he will be recruited in the court of the government. And so the woman always take good care of everything on economy. She go and she sell things, she farm, she do everything in order to take care of economy. And the husband is only study until he succeed and to be high officer. And during the French colonization, those who are in in high school, in university, maybe during that time there is. If you are not in university, you will not marry. I will not marry you. If even you are rich, but you are not highly graduate in university, I will not marry you. So it was during French colonization. And so I just want to give to all the young generation to know. This is a poem of Bang Balang and Anta. It's about the story of the she doesn't want to dream to marry a man who is very rich with a lot of I don't dream to have somebody who is rich who own many rice fields. I only dream to marry somebody intellectual who know to study. So Miss Me is in the Gosa village. Her body is so sweet, like silk, sweet silk. She's so gentle and so sweet. And everybody admire her like the most beautiful lady of the village. And many young men try to request somebody to be mediator in order to marry her. But she seems very embarrassed. And she seems not to agree to anyone. And maybe she keep in her heart the image of somebody. In fact, it's true. Her heart already has chosen a man in the next village and who study well and who chant beautifully poetry. And he always wear aujai, men also in the time. On time also wear aujai like Vietnamese women. But men have different color symbol. And people used to say that when you have an intellectual husband, his back is very long, and then he's consume a lot of cloth, and then he only lie down and read, and he need to study for every 3 years. There is a recruiting exam, and the examination at that time, if you are laureate, you will be the highest officer. If you are the second, less high. And the third one is less high. And they have choosing only a few dozen, and that's all. But the three best. And so all the young women dream to have a husband who can be successful to be a recruit. And so Miss May seems very embarrassed. She seems to not accept anyone, but in her heart, she kept the image of somebody at the West Hamlet, at the West village. And he used to sing poetry. And when she walked near by his house, she slowed down her step and tried to listen what she sang. And everyone said that he's very talented man. And she hear that news. And every time she go to the market, she slow down her step when she cross by near the house of that young man. And she hear his singing. And then one day they met each other with a mutual look. And after that, and they really fell in love just the first time. At that time, there is no telephone, no cell phone, no email. It's the only occasion to see your beloved one is you go near of his house or her house, and you slow down your step, and you can see her or him in the garden, and you look, and that's all. And after that, if you have chosen, you have to ask a mediator to come and request the family of the wife, of the woman. And so finally, they succeed to arrive to a wedding. Many So one day of spring, they marry with a lot of beautiful cloth, and then she go to that west village to marry him. And he married the best. She married the best man, and he married the best woman. And everyone have a dream. It's especially when you are a young man, you always have a dream. But Siddhartha, the former Buddha, the former man, young man, after that become Buddha, he also have a dream. And the dream that he will be someday free and happiest person in the world. And when he was born as a baby, somebody so we have many sisters, one sister have the name True Reality, and then we do not have a sister who have the true dream yet. We have a one sister have also the name Dream, but this her ID name, but her Badama name is Thoai Nghiêm. Lý Thái Tổ is the king of Thăng Long. Thăng Long is former name of Hanoi, and one day he has a dream, the first king of Lý dynasty. And then he had a dream, and he saw a lotus grow in his belly. And then he asked somebody to try to study his dream, and they said that you must build a temple with one stem, the one pillar temple in Hanoi. So how is the dream of that old woman, the woman of that old time? So, when they marry, they have only a few small garden. The man is only study; he do not know how to garden. The garden is empty. The thatch roof is not very great. Is in not good condition. And but because she dream that her husband will be succeed in the recruiting exam, and she never complained. She's very courageous, very caring. She take care of everything in the family. She cook, she clean, she go to the market, she sell, she do a number of things. The word dam dang. And Thầy Pháp Hữu grew up in the West. He don't know the word Am Dang. He asked, Thang Nghiêm, what means Am Dang? I don't understand. And then Thang Nghiêm said, that this means you know everything. You care everything. Am Dang is somebody who cares everything. So this woman, beautiful like sweet silk, but she take care of everything. And she dream that one day when her husband will be laureate. And usually in the past, when you are laureate like that, and then the king will allow you can go back to your home village. And then the whole province, the whole many districts have to welcome the high officer. And then there is two hammock. The hammock who carry, there is no car. So you go only by hammock and carry by somebody. So the high officer sit on the one hammock and then they go to home and there is an empty red hammock to prepare to welcome his wife. And so that young lady dreamed that one day when her husband will be successful, and then the king will send two hammocks. One hammock is her husband, and then the second hammock will be for her. By the way, there is also four hammocks, one for the father and one for the mother of the laureate too. And then for the procession at the front, there is a word, Ang Tư Vinh Quy. It means coming back full of success. And it's only music, only flag, and concert to follow the procession. It's very, very wonderful. And so that dream of that young lady, or that dream of that young man, the only that hammock, red hammock, where you sit, the poet Nguyễn Bính successful exam at the court, and then I come back. He repeat again this poem. The thatched roof is very poor, but the young lady never complained. She care for everything, and she take care of everything for her husband. And her husband need only to study and study and study, so that one day he will be successful. That's happened about 70 or 80 years ago. The Venerable Minto, who have translated many, Minchao, have translated many sutra from Pali into Vietnamese. His father is a Nghe. Nghe is also very successful. And so his father is Cụ Nghe Đinh Văn Giáp. And so the atmosphere of the family, the voice of the husband is very warm. And he read his book, his article, and his Thai is very talented. And everybody admire. And in the school, sometimes they give a subject for article, and when among the students, those who wrote a beautiful article, and his article is always been chosen to be the best and read loudly. And so he was very well known for that. And so when they marry, every night he read some of his article, so beautiful, and she's so happy to listen, and her heart is so happy. And then they have only a lamp, oil lamp, and then she used the oil lamp in order to weave the silk in order to sell in the market later on. So during the day, she go to the market to sell, but during the night, she weave the silk. And why he sang poetry? Sister Thuong Tiem will sing a few lines, and then before I continue. That he sang the what we just translate. She's so beautiful, and every young man dream of her. And they always try to find a good mediator to come and to marry, to request her hand and to marry her. But she seems embarrassed. She never agree. She do not accept anyone. Maybe deep in her heart, she already kept the image of someone. In the West village, there is a young man with a long dress of a scholar, and he read poetry so well. He sang. She slowed down her step when she passed by his house, and she listened to the warm singing of him. And she have a look to his house, and the two look met each other, and they feel that they really fell in love. So finally, they marry. And one day of spring, they are both successful to marry. They live in a thatched roof with an empty small garden. The thatched roof is not in very good condition, but she is very, very talented and caring. She cares for everything. During the day, she went to the market selling the silk and other products. Go back home, she cook for her husband. In the evening, she weave silk. She only dreamed that one day her husband will be successful. Every night, she listened to his voice chanting, singing novel or poetry. His voice is very renowned in the village, and he has been appreciated throughout several villages that he's the best student of the area. At night, she has only the oil lamp to weave the silk, and he have to read poetry under the moonlight. He is very talented, but he have not great luck, and he failed at the first, and he failed at the second, because every 3 years that there isn't such an exam, and if you fail and you have to wait another 3 years, and then after another 3 years it will be 9 years already, and then another, and then 12 years, and then 15 years, and so after 15 years without being successful, and then you will be school teacher, you open your house to teach children to read and to write, you become only two teacher, school teacher. So in the past it's only every 3 years that there is an exam. And in that exam, recruiting exam, they choose only a few. The first one is Kunyang, the one who will be appointed the best. And then those who are appointed will be sent to the capital, and there you go through another recruiting exam. And there you will be chosen to be doctorate. Tiang Shi. Tiang Ta, it means a man who have been the best of the country to give to the king. And then in the capital, there is a recruiting exam for all these doctors. And among the doctors, they have chosen one to be the highest officer in the government. So the local exam, and there is a big park, like big park, and you have to bring your own things. There is no tent. Prefabricate tent like now. You have to bring things and then you make your own tent, and then you stay and you set up a little tent, and then you receive, you pass the exam after you stay a few years. So the first exam, if you are recruited, and then you pass the second exam, and the third exam will be the highest. And so that if you arrive at the second school exam, it will be baccalaureate kind of. And if you succeed at the third one, it will be Kunyang. It means like you have BA, something like that. And so when there is a big recruiting like that, it could be 12,000 candidate, and they give a big park, and everyone bring their own material to make a little hut, and they have also the bamboo bed to bring along with, and then you wake up very early in order to cook for you, and you eat first, and then after that so you bring your own hut, but you on your own tent. It's no prefabricated nylon tent like nowadays. So you go to that said you need to have a bed in order to write your exam, because you need a roof, because when it's rain and then you write on your bed, if no, it will be wet. We have to bring your own leo mean hut, and chang mean bamboo bed. And so some people are too weak, they need to have follow you servant or something, server to carry for him the bed and the material to make a little hut. So usually there is 12,000 candidate. And then so you enter very early morning, still very dark, and the soldier take good care of the candidate. And when they open the door for the park of the exam, and so in that park, they divide into many square. Here is a square of such and such province, square of such and such province. And then they cook, they put their own hut, their own bed, and the candidates sit on the bed to write their to write your paper. And then there is some inspector to go around to see whether you do by yourself or you need somebody to help. And so when all of them have been called and go in and put their tent in, and then they receive the subject to write. And when they open the door, they allowed the soul, I mean, not candidate yet, it means, and you allowed the wandering soul, spirit, to enter first. So if you do good merit, good work, you have good soul who go and support you. If you do something wrong, there is bad spirit to go. And then when you go in the exam, and you have stomach ache, you have headache, and you have diarrhea, and you cannot pass the exam. So everyone enter. And then now those who want, and so the soldier said that those who want you come, you want to retaliate somebody, spirit, retaliating spirit, you go in first. And then those who support, supporting spirit, will go after. And then after announcing like that, all the spirit to go in, and then after that candidate will go in. He pretend to be the soldier of God. And then when your name is called, you say that, yeah. And they expect to see you try to bring some document in order to trick. And so 12,000 people, it takes a lot of time. And when they enter all, and then there is 3 series of drum, and to announce that the subjects have been given. And then students have to bring paper, ink, water, tea. You stay the whole day there. And at midday, you do about half of the work. You go and you take the seal and you put the silk on. And so the student at midday, you have to have a silk, because if no, they may think that you prepare at home, by someone else and you bring in. So you have to have the silk on your page. And when in the evening, when the series of three series of drum have been sound, and then you have to submit your work. And if you are late, they say that why those who submit late, they also can receive, but they are not. So if you fail, you have nothing. If you fail in the lowest class, and then you have tutai is lowest, baccalaureate, and the higher is licence, bachelor of arts, and then if you are higher, you have master degree, and only with master degree that you will be selected and go to the highest exam. And then you have to work when you are selected as a bachelor. And then you have to walk. There's no bus, no car, no train. So you walk until the capital. Sometimes it takes a few months for you to go by boat. Sometimes you have to walk. And if you are from wealthy family, you are supported by many followers. But if you are poor, you go alone. And in some area, there is no road, and you have to bring knife, and then you have to cut to clear the forest in order to go. And then you go from Hanoi, go to Hue. Hue is central Vietnam. You go by walking. That man is very talented. The husband of this beautiful lady is very talented, but he has no luck. Sometimes we believe that sometimes you are talented, but thanks to the merit of your previous life, the merit of your ancestor, that you have been successful like that. Three consecutive exams, every exam is 3 years, but he still failed. It means the bad, and that he cannot be successful, and his hair become gray, and sadly he opened the school, village school, to teach children. And the dream was not successful for him and for her. About 100%, only one or two succeed. And the dream in the past is like that. And that is a very, very beautiful spiritual woman. She accepts her life like that faithfully. The old moon is still there. The moon when you are just young and married are still there. She was young. She worked very hard. And the old moon is still there. The weaving machine, a kind of not exactly machine, but the weaving first things, tools, is still there. Maybe they give birth already a few children, maybe 5 children. If there are 5 or 7 children, the old moon is still there. The former dream is no longer there, and her skin will become wrinkled. Her hand was very beautiful, and now is no longer beautiful. Many wrinkles in her face and her hand. And you can see the impermanence of life. The moon seems not very old. The moon never be feel old, but we are old. The old dream is no longer there. The skin is very many wrinkles. But now is the woman of that school teacher still diligently take care of her husband and her children. She never failed to take care of him. But she is okay. She's satisfied with her life like that. Do you want that dream?
Tài cao những phần rùi
Thầy Pháp Niệm sing that song we just Thầy just explained. His hair become gray already. The candidate is very sad and he decide to open the school in the village to teach children to read and to write. The old moon is still there. The machine for weaving the silk is there. She works diligently, steadily. The dream is no longer there. Her skin is very withered, full of wrinkles. The wife of the school teacher still very diligently take care of everything. Take care of her husband and her children. To have enough thing to eat. She care for her husband without any difficulty, and with care, with love. She do not cry of her life. It's okay. She accepts things like that. They asked Thuong Tien to sing again. Just enjoy the singing.
Thank you.
There is a mini sutra that in the past the student in Vietnam learned. We call Kinh Thi. Kinh Thi is a sutra of Confucius. It's not the Buddha. The text given by Confucius. And they gather on the folk poetry. Folk poetry is come from the heart of poor people. While they are working in the field, they are working they utter into poem, and they have written and transmit verbally from generation to generation. So in Confucius collect is making tea, but in Vietnam we also have a treasure of folk poetry. Also, we don't know who is the author. Transmit from generation to generation, and they want to make kinh thi, Vietnamese kinh thi, and some folk poetry is very profound. We don't know who is the author. That is very deep. People con. You used to say that if you are a woman, you are, you is many, many married. It means that when you marry, it's very adventurous because you never know if you marry somebody who is violent, angry, and have a very bad habit. You have to accept. And if you are lucky, you have good husband. So they use that you have 12 gate. A woman have 12 gate. And if you have a good gate where the water is limpid, you are happy. But if the water is not good, here is a book poetry in China from Confucius, and I will read another book poetry from Vietnam. It's Chinese and pronounced in Vietnamese way, but I need translation of Thai. You know that I already married, but he fell in love with me, and I know that I am already a married woman, and he sent me a gift. He wants to send a gift to me. I know he knew that I am married, but he knew that I am already a married woman, but he still sent to me a gift. Two diamonds or something. When you fell in love, even they marry, it's okay. You just advance. And her husband is just a soldier, a poor soldier. And he is very wealthy man. He knows that she married, but he give her two beautiful diamonds. I feel so moved. It means that woman. And I hold these two diamonds in my cloth, in my underwear. And usually you are not supposed to do like that. You marry already. You should not keep the jewel and the gift of somebody in your underwear. I'm so moved by his love. So I put in my underwear. But her good heart, her morality will not allow her to do so. So there is a conflict situation. If you are happy with your husband, there's no problem. But it seems that you are not happy. You're not happy with your husband. Maybe your husband has bitten you. And when you receive a gift like that, and there is a conflict in yourself, especially a young woman who is so beautiful, but she's not lucky. Your husband could beat you, and you are not happy at all, but the morality will not allow you to do differently than to carry the two diamonds in the underwear. My husband is a soldier working with the government, and my husband is taking care of the royal court. I know that you really love me. You want me to abandon my husband and to marry you. But the morality is when I marry somebody, I have to be faithful to him at the end. And then she decided to give back the diamond to the lover, saying that I regret, but I cannot keep your diamonds. This happened in the past, and it's continue to happen now. I know so clear that you want me to abandon my husband and to marry you. But once I marry, the morality of our society, I cannot do differently than to give back to you the two diamonds back to you. She cried a lot, but she have to give back the diamonds. And cry a lot. Sorry that I cannot meet you before I marry. He translated into Vietnamese. Somebody translated into Vietnamese. She kept in her underwear for two nights, and maybe she feels not good. I regret that I do not see you before I marry. Now is in Vietnamese. I pick some grapefruit, some fruit blossom, and then she's so beautiful, I am so beautiful, but she already married. You already married. I regret so much. If you are happy, it's okay. But the situation to be happy in the couple life is very rare. And so it's very common situation. So this woman, she speak frankly. She do not keep 2 days in order to answer to that lover. She said no right away. She do not keep the two diamonds in 2 days. I am picking the grapefruit flowers. I pick some tomato flower, and so I'm already married. Sorry, she answered. It cost only $3 to buy the betel in order to marry. Why don't you don't buy it? The betel in order to marry me. Now it's too late. If at that moment you buy some betel, only it costs $3, and you go to request to marry me. When I was not married, now I am already married. I am like the bird in the cage. I am like a fish already hooked. And then it's the bird in the cage cannot go out, and the fish already hooked. My fish man, I cannot get free to marry you. So, conclusion is the dream to be happy. Happy. And even you are poor, like a thatch roof, but you must have a gold heart. It means sweet love. And that thatch roof, from that thatch roof and the gold heart, you work hard in order to have a business properly by yourself, and then you're happy. It's only dream. That woman with the dream of a scholar, that is a dream. But now we are monastic practice. We know that the dream is very important, and we all dream to be happy and to be free. So now I bring you back to nowadays. So the practice in Plum Village, so that the dream will be the reality right away. Don't wait 3 years and 3 years and 3 years and 15 years like that man. You right to be happy right away. So there is one young novice who wrote to me, and she said that my dream is realized every day when I'm living in Fukui, where the police harass us every day. But I live happily in the present moment in friendship. I have so many good brothers, so many good sisters, and we live like a big family. We have great sister, we have great brother, and I think that our happiness we can reach, we can stretch our arm and we touch right away our happiness. That's the mother of training. In one Dharma talk in the past, somebody asked me, what is the most wonderful moment of your life? And I told people like that, and if I ask you, what is the most magnificent moment of your life? And every of you will be embarrassed. Oh, it's not happy yet, but I will be happy if I can marry her, or if I can have that doctorate, or if I can that have that job. If they can have, and I answer that, if you say that, you may have in the future when you get that, and you continue to wait 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, and you continue to be unhappy because you only want to obtain that in order to be happy. So the practice is to go back to the present moment and touch what is still positive in your present moment and to be happy right away now. Don't wait 10 years, 3 years, and 3 years, and 3 years, and 15 years like that young lady. So your dream must be the happiness right here and now. And even you are threatened by the way, by the mob, but you look deeper, you see that, oh, but you have friendship, you have sisterhood, you have brotherhood. And you live happily in the present moment. We take care of each other. And we are more than happy. More happiness than we thought. And why in the past I was not harassed by the police. But I'm not happy. I have plenty of condition to be secure. But I'm not happy. But now living in such difficult situation. But I'm happy because I have sisterhood, I have brotherhood, we care each other. So our practice is to go back to the present moment, look deeper, what is still available in your happiness. And I'm so happy that you all have practiced that, and you can touch your happiness right here and now. Don't wait until your head is shaved to become a real monk or real nun, that you are happy. If you are aspirant, you are happy. If you are layperson, you are just happy as you are. And so your dream must not be in the future. Your dream must be in the present moment. And so if your relation with your sister is not good, make it in a way that it should be good. If your relation with that situation is good, live in the present moment, touch what is positive, and try to go in the direction to make it better. But you do it in the compassionate way. Don't do it in a violent way. Mm. And so we are monastic. We are sympathizing with Buddhism. We dream to learn something to make your life happier, freer. And so your training is to go back to the present moment, touch what's still positive at your availability. It means at your ability to reach, and then enjoy it and keep the stability, the solidity, and face with the difficulty. Now it's 10 p.m. 10 p.m. in Vietnam. We still have 2 hours before the eve in Vietnam. So I read another poem. This poem of Thay. It's about non-duality. And with the key, the door of non-duality, you can overcome many difficulties. In 1964, more than 40 years, I wrote a poetry book called Joining My Hands to Pray for the White Dove to Appear. It means I joined my palm to pray for peace, because white dove means peace. But then we went to the and this book of poetry have been censored. They don't allow this book to be published by the government of South Vietnam, pro-American, anti-communist. And in this book, there is a poem. And those who censor, they don't know anything about Buddhism, anything about meditation, and they look with the look at politician, and they censor all. And like it's the same for Bác Nhã's story. We do not make any politics. We are not politicians. But they look at the politician's eyes and so full of fear, and they destroy us. So here is my poem. Like the creek winds its way to the sea, tomorrow, when it is time for you to depart, I will ask you to sing aloud your song of the new season. The echo of your voice will soothe and guide me on my way, at least for some distance. This poem, but it looks like sutra. If you read my short story about Stone Boy, and there is the Stone Boy and the little girl who are walk in the dark night of war, very big violence war, and the Stone Boy is the eyes, and the little girl is the blind girl who lost her eyesight because of the chemical throw on the airplane, and she lost her eyesight, and the little boy have eyes, and the little boy tried to guide the little girl to search for her mother. Because they both believe that if they can find their mother, and then there will be everything will be okay. And in this story means mother Mother means peace. If you have not read that short story, Stone Boy, please read it. It's very lovely. Like the creek winds its way to the sea. Tomorrow, when it is time for you to depart, I will ask you to sing aloud your song of new season. It's the voice of the young brother who tells the big brother, maybe the brother will depart, it means he may die. And then I will ask you to sing aloud your song in the new season. So even you have to depart, please sing aloud your song of the new season. The echo of your voice will soothe and guide me on my way, at least for some distance. And he is the answer of the other. In fact, I will never depart. Even if I could, I would arrive nowhere. Like the white cloud told you that I will never depart. But maybe I depart, but I will never arrive. I will go nowhere, and I will dare all the time in me and in you. And here is the like the teaching of the Buddha about no coming, no going. Your beloved one is like that. Their nature is no birth, no death. They pretend to be there and they pretend to die, but they are still there. In this form or other form. In fact, I will never depart. Even if I could, I would arrive nowhere. The moment I depart, if there is such a thing, there are moon, cloud, winds, and river. And at the moment of arrival, there will be also violet bamboos and yellow chrysanthemum. In the Buddhist literature, Mahayana Buddhist literature, they mention a lot about the flower, yellow flower, and violet bamboo, and cloud, and winds, and moon. And so, if I'm here before my departure, there is also moon, flower, bamboo, but if I go to another shore, it means if I go to I disappear in this form, there is still moonlight, there is still flower, there is still river. So at the moment of arrival, there will be also violet bamboo and yellow chrysanthemum. As a leaf, as a flower, that is what you are. You are a flower, you are a leaf. In you, there are sunshine, there is rain, there is everything. You are leaf, you are flower. That is what you are. That is why we have been together. Since the no beginning, there is no way that I could go. I could not be with you. There is no way that I could not be with you. Under the regime in the old time, there is a song, Don't Leave Me Alone. It's a song, Don't Leave Me Alone. The wife of a soldier who sing weepingly, please, don't leave me alone. So in the poem of Zhu Fu, another poet, because your eyes have seen the blue sky, and so in your eyes we can see the blue of the blue sky. If you look at the blue sky, and so in your eyes there is the blue, deep blue of the sky. Because the knower and the known are one. In the teaching of looking deeply about your consciousness, you are the knower, and the object of your know, what you know, is the known, a one. They, they manifest in the same time. As a leaf, as a flower, is what you are. That is why you have been, we have been together since the no beginning. There is no way I could not be with you. Even my body is there, but there is no way that I could not be with you. Still, you don't understand, and you keep asking me about my departure. This morning, as the moon and the star return from their deep sleep, Earth is pretending to weep. She has shed so many tears. So, you too should weep, my dear. Your tear will be like crystal. Your tear will be like crystal. Weeping made you beautiful. Your tear will transform the desert into green garden, refreshing the earth, ushering the bud of heart of hope, ushering the bud of hope. When the Buddha was about to be enlightened, there is a fear, a doubt, and I'm sure, am I surely free? And then, Earth, tell me, am I free? And the Earth gave a lot of flower. So that this mudra, touching the Earth of the Buddha, and the flower bloom. So, when we were children, I longed to weep. Each time I saw you sweeping the smile of the Earth, a mother with green hair brings bird and butterfly to leaf and flower. You remember when I first go back, look back at our true mind, the day when I arose from the hidden dimension. It means when you just manifest into life, you have been in the hidden dimension. But you manifest into that baby. My image was revealed to you through the five elements. But that image will soon disappear. And you will have to look for me in what has not yet come and cannot depart. Looking for me, looking for yourself, will be a joy. You will find yourself in the non-coming and non-going. There is time, there is space, there is the knower and the known, the subject of knowing and the object of knowing, but they are embracing. Time and space are embracing and are one. Subject of mind and object of mind are one. They are embracing each other. They are one. When you search for me, you search for yourself. You will see that there is, you will find yourself in the non-coming and non-going. With one arrow, you will bring down two illusions. Because the death of the person you love, the death of the person you love, and if that person, in the time of the Buddha, when the Buddha was still alive and people try to search for him, is the Buddha would die and then exist or not exist? And the Buddha said that, I'm sitting here and you cannot find me. And why you lose yourself in intellectual question like when I pass away, I would exist or not exist? And so what you perceive me, You perceive only one part of me. Try to look deeper in order to see other part of me, in order to be the totality of me. And so more you discover me, you discover yourself. You and the other person are not two. There is some affinity of you and her, or you and him. And so if you look deeper into yourself, you see you totally and you can see her or him totally. In the practice, there is some simple practice exercise, some simple exercise. But if you practice properly, and you can be enlightened from a very simple exercise, like breathing in, Buddha, I'm breathing with you. Breathing out, Buddha, I'm breathing out with you. You are in me. You are sitting quiet in me. And we are breathing in together. We are breathing out together, lightly, relaxingly. And you really feel that you are breathing in gently, relaxingly, like a Buddha. And in fact, first you visualize that this is a Buddha. There is a Buddha who lives in you and help you to breathe in gently and breathe out gently. But you breathe for a while and you feel that that Buddha is you. You are breathing in gently, you are breathing out gently, relaxingly. We are sitting quiet, you are not very quiet. So you have to invite the Buddha to sit with you in order to be calm, to be still. And you breathe in and you sit quietly with stillness. And you breathe for a while and you see that you and the Buddha are one. And that is very simple. And you can do it right away. You can do it right away. And very simple. But you do it and you feel relaxed. And your father is the same. Your father is always agitated. He never be still. But now, there's some part of your father in you. And you try to train that father in you first, before you can touch that agitated father outside. So you train to touch the still father in you. Breathe in. Father, I'm you are breathing in gently. And you, I and you, we are breathing out relaxingly. And you enjoy to breathe in and out with your father in you. And then you see that you and him are one. It's the same for your mother, the angry mother who always agitate. The little part of your mother in you. And you breathe in, and you breathe out, and you relax. And you feel that mother in you is growing, growing, and are full of your body, and you and your mother are one. And when you are solid, you are relaxed. Next time when you see your mother, or you see your father, you are quite another person. And you know how to help her, how you can do to help her, how you can do to help him. And the discovery, if you look for me and you look for you and you see that you are eternal and I am eternal. If you are eternal, I am eternal. It's the way we explain eternal. The day when I arose from the hidden dimension, any image was revealed to you through the five elements, but that image will soon disappear, and you will have to look for me, and what have not yet come, and cannot depart. Looking for me, looking for yourself will be a joy. You will find yourself in the non-coming and non-going, non-going. With one arrow, you will bring down two illusions. Two illusions. It's the illusion about yourself. The illusion about myself. We will go. We are born, we die. But when you look deep like that, that arrow of deep look will bring you to the insight of no coming and no going. With one arrow, you will bring down two illusions. Two illusions is, the first illusion is you are born, and the second illusion that you die. There's no coming, no going, no birth, no death, no Buddha, no living beings. Buddha and living beings are one. No coming, no going. That is to see. And so he is deep meditation, but the sensual man say that, oh, that is a middle way. They urge us not to follow the communists, not to follow the anti-communists. They want to be neutral. And so we censor, because during the war, you are neutral, it's not good. And so this poem has been censored. And Bác Nhã is the same. When they look at Bác Nhã, they are full of fear. How come that there's so many young people come and enjoy and stick to each other and stay there and don't want to leave? And there's fear, because they perceive it with the background of fear. This poem have been censored. One arrow, two illusion. Oh, maybe one is anti-communist, one is pro-communist. So he want to incite people to be neutral, and neutral is not good. So they censor. So about 40 or 50 poems, but they censor all, and it's leave only 3 poems left. And so my student decide that they will print undergroundly. And then in a few weeks, the book of poetry of me have been sold all. And then many policemen come and say, don't exhibit like that. You sell, but you put underneath of on the book. And when people ask, you sell, but don't exhibit on the front like that. I will be in trouble. So the policeman, maybe he loved peace too. So during the war in Vietnam, we are censored by the anti-communists. But the day after, no, a few weeks later, on the radio of Hanoi and Peking, they condemn strongly this poem too. My smile this morning is to bring you to the everlasting spring. Be the Tathagata, be one with the smile. The day when you pierce through illusion, you will also find that smile. Nothing remains, and yet nothing will be lost. This morning, the bird and the spring beckon, continue singing the little flower. Continue to sing, my little flower. The day when you pierce through illusion, you will also find that smile. Nothing remain, and yet nothing to be lost. This morning, the bird and the spring beckon, continue singing, my little flower. I ask I ask Pháp Niệm to sing the last sentence, the last paragraph, or the paragraph he like. Soon disappear, and you will have to look for me in what has not yet come and cannot depart. Looking for yourself will be a joy. You will find yourself in the non-coming and non-going of us. We never been depart and will never arrive. Looking for me, looking for yourself will be a joy. You will find yourself in the non-coming and the non-going. And with one arrow, you will bring down two illusions, the illusion that I have been born and the illusion that I die. Finding the non-coming and non-going amidst samsara, water amidst wave. My smile this morning is to bring you the everlasting spring. Be the Tathagata, be one with the smile. The day when you pierce through illusion, you will also find that smile. Nothing remain, and yet nothing will be lost. This morning, the bird and the spring beacon continue singing, my little flower.
Chiến đàn nhà khói thơm
and describe the peaceful atmosphere of the eve of New Year in the temple. Everything is so calm and the candle so beautifully lightening like star. And the world is still and clean of all the affliction. The spring is coming slowly, slowly. The earth is shaking. the heaven music is singing around in this world. And my spirit flash a light of enlightenment. On the affliction are gone. The earth and the sky is so joyful. Arise, I hear the laugh of the children are running far away. They wear colorful dress, follow their mother, go to the temple, pick up some flower and some leaf. It's describing the spring in temple. She sings the same song, but poetry. You see, two persons sing two different music. It's a very special way of singing poetry in Vietnam. You improvise according to your mind. Spring is come back. Slowly, the earth is shaking. Flowers are blooming. And then the heaven music is everywhere. A flash of enlightenment comes. I feel deep communion with the earth and the sky, and all the affliction, fear, worries are gone. The earth and the sky are so joyful, and we hear the group, a band of children singing joyfully, lovingly. They wear beautiful, colorful dresses, follow their mother, visit the temple, pick up some flower, some leaf, so joyfully. Now, 449 is there in Vietnam, is already So I will ask Co Thuong Tien sing a song before I invite the other brother in Vietnam to sing for us. Ta Vang Kong is a poem of Thay that Thay also is very satisfied. He said that when he passed away, he don't do anything. Just put the poem on the rock. It's representing him. I'm still coming and going relaxingly. Having something or losing something, I don't pay attention. Having something or losing something, I don't really pay attention. I still walk relaxingly. dear ones, please keep your step relaxed. Look at this moon. Gently, even the moon is growing or waxing. It's the same. It's okay. Growing is beautiful with the growing. And waxing is beautiful like that. The wind is still blowing. The wind is still blowing. And we see the faraway rain coming to help close earth. To help earth. And bring freshness to the dry earth so that the earth can see the wonderful blue sky. Thanks to the drop of rain, the earth can be in touch with the vast immense sky. Fablin asked me to speak about 1,000 years. What I propose, I have a few proposals for the 1,000 year of Hanoi, 1,000 year of Thăng Long. We are preparing, Vietnam is preparing 2010 to celebrate 1,000 year of Thăng Long. Thăng Long is the former name of Hanoi. And Thầy recall that who have built Thăng Long? The first king is Lý Thái Tổ, the first king of Lý dynasty. He was a student of the Vạn Hạnh Zen master. And when he became a king, he tried to practice, teach, care for the people in the no attachment, no attachment to fame, to pride, but try to administrate beautifully. And the fourth Lý dynasty said that the praise the Zen master Vạn Hạnh, saying that what he has said, what he has acted, so beautiful throughout many generations, so beautiful for the past, for the present, and the future. And he read the poem about the praising poem of the fourth Lý king to that Zen master. We try to summarize what the Lý king have done for the first year of Thăng Long capital. And we know, we should know what action they have done in order to continue. So first they allowed no payment of all the tax. Those who have for the last 3 years have tax, they don't have to pay anything. And they give a lot of food to poor, a lot of seed and things to help poor people to have set up their own business. In the year 1016, and he make tax exoneration, and those amnesty for those who have been punished for criticize the regime. So I propose, this is what I propose, that the best way to celebrate 1,000 year of Thăng Long, first, to establish, to do everything that your ancestor have done. First, to establish a university with the name of Vạn Hạnh, offering course that have the capacity to transmit the spirit of openness, fearlessness, and non-dualism. As taught by Master Vạn Hạnh, other campuses can be established in many other cities. Second point, to allocate the time for the daily studies of global ethics at all levels of education and invest money in training teachers to teach ethics in the light both traditional Vietnamese culture and value of global ethics. The classes should be offered concrete practice so that can be applied to address contemporary social evils such as domestic violence, divorce, or suicide. The third, to call for a summit of all religion, tradition, and charitable organization in Vietnam to draft a non-sectarian charter of ethics that can be a basis for the practice of ethics throughout the country. The text should be have the capacity to bring about healthy and compassionate society and save the planet. Each tradition should present and contribute their own ethical code, and we organize a training recitation of these ethics, and the government as well as people recite together the training. The fourth, to establish council of wise and ethical people of village, town, and city. These council should be composed of people renowned of their kindness and virtue who can be ethical role models of the community. The fifth is to amnesty for all those in exile abroad, banished from their hometown within Vietnam or imprisoned, whether for being member of unauthorized organization of church. Six, to repeal tax for anyone without a home, without a job, a source of income. Seven, to establish Sunday as no car day in Hanoi and other big city town citizen. And in Sunday, you don't smoke, you don't drink alcohol, and you don't sell cigarette and beer and alcohol. Eight, to support the establishment of vegetarian restaurant and advise that every restaurant must have at least one vegetarian dish. And also, by doing so, you can save the planet because reduce the, and those who are vegetarian, if you pay insurance, you pay only 50%. And then, eight, subsidize solar power technology. 10, to end the production to use production and use plastic bag to ban the use of plastic bag and package. 11, to call for a great Buddhist summit to invite venerable monk and nun and to establish a Buddhist church free from politics. 12, to organize a retreat of Vietnam for Vietnamese people and foreigners to learn and practice way to transform violence and build brotherhood and sisterhood in the spirit of openness and non-dualism taught by Zen Master Vang Han. And if the government cannot do, the people can do. The 12-point proposal, it will be printed in the newsletter of Plum Village in Vietnamese. Number 33. In Germany, Thai Pháp Ấn, do you hear me well? In Thailand, do you hear me? In Vietnam, do you hear me? Can anyone sing a song for us here? Any country, any group in each country, can you sing a song?